Iraq has the world's third largest oil reserves, but on the streets there, gasoline can be hard to come by. To combat the shortages, the government has expanded its rationing program and started enforcing new driving rules in the capital. From Baghdad, NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Iraqi traffic police scanned license plates for offenders. This week, the government announced private cars must be off the road on alternate days, based on license plates with even or odd numbers. Officer Marwan Kamal says Baghdad's notorious snarl of traffic eased in the first day of the new restrictions, but he also knows it's another hardship for Iraqis trying to get to work under the new rules.
I see cars that are not abiding by the law, but I am not finding them. They need a couple of days.
Oil-rich Iraq has already imposed rationing at the gas pump in what the prime minister has called these times of emergency. Insurgent attacks are part of the problem. Last week, a roadside bomb set off fires at two oil pipelines in the north, shutting down exports again despite new security patrols in place. Oil Minister Ibrahim Bahar Alum says pipelines are now prime targets.
If you consider the number of attacks in the last 2 weeks, considerably higher than the previous 2 months.
The oil minister ties the new sabotage campaign to politics. He says the upsurge began the day of the deadline for writing Iraq's constitution, August 15th.
Since 15th of August, we had more than 10 attacks on the product line around Baghdad.
But sabotage is not the only problem. Another is cheap gas. The Iraqi government subsidized prices, a policy from Saddam's time. Gasoline in Iraq is 5 cents a gallon, much lower than surrounding states, which has set off a brisk black market trade, especially in southern Iraq, where hundreds of thousands of gallons of gas are siphoned off for neighboring markets in Iran, Kuwait, and Jordan. Iraq's new Coast Guard is battling black marketeers. Oil Minister Bahar Alum says smuggling and sabotage are his biggest challenges.
We did a good job to arrest several peoples in different areas in Baghdad and also in Basra. And we're doing better than 3 months back.
Better, but not good enough to avoid rationing or new road restrictions that have angered drivers already dealing with electricity and water shortages. Abir Ali works at a private bank. She hires a regular driver to get her there safely and will risk the fine rather than hire a second driver to meet the license plate rule.
I will not pay the police. I will confront them. This is not realistic. Now, men will stay at home with no jobs, and that is bad.
Men like Muhammad Abu Taibe, a day laborer, cannot afford to be without a job. There are other solutions, he says.
A rich man can buy another car. The poor man can buy another license plate.
Which is exactly what many Iraqis are doing. Illegal plates cost about $3 in Baghdad. With a hammer and drill, drivers are already beating the system. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.